I was very, very fortunate. I was very, very fortunate to, when I was a bocher, to end up in Meir Yeshiva. Really fortunate. Yeah, more than that, I was also very fortunate that I had a very close relationship with Meir Yerebi, Rebbe Avraham Shmulevitz, Langzontenstark. He's one of those Shivas in Meir. I learnt with him a lot. And at one point, I must have been probably like 17 or 18 years old, and I was learning with him. So he wants to give me a present. So and I said, what was the present? The present, he wants to learn with me a sefer. That was the present. And he learned with me then. And that day we learned. He said, it's a jewel. You have to value it and have to appreciate it. And it was a sefer, Emunah B'Tochen of the Chazon Ish. We learned then, sefer, it's a tiny little sefer. It's called Emunah B'Tochen of the Chazon Ish. Tiny sefer. And it's really the most astonishing and beautiful sefer. We learned it. We learned it together, and the truth is, it really is very, very, very special sefer. The reason why I'm mentioning it, because I just came across something this week in that sefer. I don't know if it's been translated. Does anybody know? Has it been translated to English? Is it English? It's really beautiful. It's called Emunah B'Tochen of the Chazon Ish, and it's all a grand total of a tiny little thing. It seems that he didn't actually finish the sefer; it was nifter before he completed it. But it's called Emunah B'Tochen. But in reality, it's called Hashkafas Chaim that a person needs to know, needs to work on. It's absolutely amazing, and you can't get enough. Once you get it, it's brilliant. It's very, very deep and beautiful, and it's a very special sefer. I wonder if it's been translated to English. I don't know. If not, then somebody should work on it. It's really, really, really amazing. Chazon Ish, the Heilige Chazon Ish. I'd like to read you. I came across this week in a paragraph. I think it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I looked at it and I said, you know what? I spoke about it elsewhere as well. I said, you know what? I'm going to share it with you because it's maybe some of us will initially not like it, but nevertheless, says the Chazon Ish, literally a couple of lines. That he says, "B'shar Shem Aznir, a person who keeps the mitzvahs." And all the details. The person who keeps the halachas with all the details. With all the details that have been given from Hashem. The mitzvahs that we have been given, says the Chazon Ish, Hashem, we have to fulfill all those mitzvahs with absolute diktuk and carefulness. And if there's one little conditional detail missing of the mitzvah, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Now it comes the line that I would like to share with you. It comes the following line. What do you think about this following, perhaps controversial statement? Says the Holy Chazon Ish, Ve'o'ish hazeh, and this person, She'niach tefillin, who put on tefillin, Beroishoi, on his head, Ve'ha'pashois, and the pashois within the tefillin, Lo'i nichtevu kedin, have not been written absolutely correctly. There might be a little bit of a letter missing. There might be some tiny mistake within the letters in the parsha of the tefillin. Lo nichtevu kedin. Here he comes. Chavehu. He is a chaver. He's a friend. He's a colleague. He's a partner. He's a chaver. He's a friend. Chavehu. Lezeh. To this individual. Sheloi hiniach tefillin klal. Who didn't put on tefillin at all. So this gentleman who put on tefillin for 50 years. And with all the brachas, and he thought he had good tefillin, he tried all the kavanas, all the intention, everything. It turns out, after putting on tefillin, imagine that. After 50 years, for some reason he has them checked. You don't have to tefillin, you do not have to check tefillin more than that. He checked his tefillin, unless something happens to them, like they get moist, or they get very hot, or whatever. If you put on tefillin on the heater, that's a really bad idea. You've got to check them afterwards. Otherwise you don't have to check the tefillin. Somebody puts on tefillin for 50 years and then he checks the tefillin. It turns out there was something a little bit missing. He didn't know. He got them as a bar mitzvah boy. He didn't know. There's something a little missing. Chavahu is the same than a person who never put on tefillin in his life. Same thing. That's what Chazon Ish says. V'chein b'chol mitzvah and similarly with every mitzvah. No, is that, probably in a way, is even worse because he made brachas levatola on top of it. V'chein b'chol mitzvah, similar with all the other mitzvahs. V'chein b'mitzvahs lo yisaseh, whether it's a mitzvah seh, a mitzvah lo yisaseh, it doesn't make a difference. And he says, somebody who said, I'm going to the next three lines. Somebody who thinks he wants to keep Shabbos, but he doesn't know one of the halachas absolutely with all the greatest details. Mechalel es haShabbos, he desecrates Shabbos. Mitoch ne'imus hazmiros, by singing the zmiros simultaneously. Lechvoid Shabbos for the honor of Shabbos. Could be at the same time. If he's not makpid on something, he could be singing zmiros and everything, but he doesn't know one of the little halachas. Is if he didn't keep. Is not keeping Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos. I find this line fascinating. The one, the individual who put on tefillin all his life with something missing, a little halacha missing, is chavu lezeh shelo yiniach klal. I think it's very scary and very important because we tend to stress the avodas halev of a person, which obviously is crucial. Rachmona libeboi, you know, everything is about in the heart, and of course, it's true. Yid with that, of course. But at the end of the day, if there's something which is not oskalt no pialocha, then it's chavahu lezeh shelo yiniach klal. And I suppose that's what we're learning Mishnah Berurah. I suppose that's really what it boils down to. What do you think about it? Really?
Yeah, because he said it different. He said that if you put on tefillin and was a mistake putting tefillin, it's to use it in all your life. If you put on the wrong tefillin all your life, or turn tefillin all your life, you won't go to Gan Eden. He's worried about that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? It's very interesting. Very interesting. Wow. Yes, what's that?
Someone who never was, he's
got a din of what's called Begufa. Yeah, that's right. It's never put on to, yeah. The shaila when exactly persons, yeah, chai. But it's, yeah.
It makes sense that if you don't have all the UK halachas of tefillin sorted out, I mean, if you had an integrated circuit board and you had the tiny little metal. And it was either a short circuiting or it was not contacting, then it's not
going to
work.
Right. It's just because we tend to emphasize our intentions. And the yid, we always have to work on our good, you know, the intention of the mitzvahs and the kavonas. Pardon? Rachmana Liboboy, that's it. And but at the end of the day, we have got to, and it's true as well, but we must remember that if, however great your intentions are, if there's something missing in the halachas, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, however great your intention are. He speaks about, elsewhere, the Chazanish speaks about somebody who has got all the kavonos for Achilas Matzah. Yeah, we're learning Ilchas Matzah. Somebody's got the greatest intention of Achilas Matzah. The very, very great intention, the greatest intentions. And he's preparing himself, and he's making the bracha beautifully with all kavonos and everything. But, there's one detail missing. Perhaps it's 1 minute after the Zman. 1 minute after the Zman. Without going into the shayla of chatzos, not chatzos, 1 minute after this man, or perhaps there was something which wasn't quite right with the baking of the matzah. So, finished, that's it. However great your intentions were. It's fascinating. Anyway, I just wanted to share with you this beautiful chazanish. Anybody wants to get further chizik, I strongly recommend this beautiful sefer, which puts all the hashkafas straight once for good. This is it. Halig chazanish, emunah v'betochen. Right, okay. Now, tonight we're going to be discussing in Mitzvah Shem a difficult halacha. This is probably a good example, actually. We don't keep this halacha, most of us. And the question is why we don't do this. And it's not so poshut. Mitzvah lolo shamatzah be'erev Pesach, the mitzvah to bake and knead matzah on erev Pesach. Siman tov non ches. Noyagin shloi lolo, the meaning is not to knead. Matzahs, mitzvah b'erev Pesach, the mitzvah that we don't bake and eat on erev Pesach, ad achashei shoyz, until after chatzos, after midday on erev Pesach. Shehu zman, top of page 110, shehu zman hakrovas korban Pesach, because this is the time that the korban, the sacrifice of Pesach was brought. Korban Pesach was brought on erev Pesach, after midday, after chatzos. Similarly, the baking of the matzahs, it makes sense to do it at the same time, which is on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Over Yudalet, and if the 14th Shechal Yos b'Shabbos, if the 14th Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then what does it make sense? What does it make sense to do? What would it make sense then? What would you have said? At the same time, you bring the Korban Pesach. So, the Shechal Yos b'Shabbos, Loshem b'Erev Pesach, HaChashe Shos, then you're going to do it on Friday, after midday, on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Now here, gentlemen, this is very interesting. We always look for Chumras, and we look for, there's so many Chumras on Pesach, so many Chumras. There's so many chumras on Pesach. We can't even count. You could probably write an encyclopedia of chumras on Pesach. And every house got its own 12 volumes of their own chumras. It's incredible. And here, there's an explicit Shulchan Aruch, how you want to do something really good and really praiseworthy and a good, strong, proper chumra. To have matzahs which were baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And who has heard about this? Who actually does it? Now, we're going to see soon. Mishnah Berurah is going to explain why it's logistically and practically, it's a very big challenge. But, it's a chumra. Now, there are people who do that. Who have matzahs, which are baked tafka. They go and bake matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Now, I don't know what your house looks like on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And how my house looks like. And I know that baking matzahs, in whichever format you want to do it, it's just not going to happen. It's just simply not going to happen. But yeah, there are people who do it. Or perhaps it's a good way out of the house. But it is a real genuine chumra of the Shulchan Aruch. That's not a modern chumra. To bake matzah and epis. And there are people who do that. Now I want to point out that it may sound surprising, but what about machine matzahs? Those of us who have shmura matzahs, the matzah you eat on Seder night. How does it come into it? How does that come into it? They're baked. They're probably baked now already. They're baked already. How can you have? When it comes to hand matzahs, you can generally well bake hand matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Very good. So the Emma says you're right. You're right. I've seen this sold. Have you? There is such a thing. There are matzahs. It's very hard to get hold of them, obviously. But there is such a concept of machine matzahs, which are baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. There is such. Pardon?
Where would you buy it?
Yeah, you probably can't get it in it. Yeah. But it is possible. Now, let's see what Shulchan Aruch Mishnah says on this. Okay, Sivkotna Aleph. Now again. Mashma de Einu Leminik. The Mishnah Berurah says this is merely a minik. The ksef, where does the minik come from? Because it says in the post, Vezavachto, Pesach, Lashem Elokecha. And then it says, Shivas Yom Toichal Alav Matzos. Ve'amrinon, we darshan from here, Kmoi, just like Shechitas Pesach, Hoyo Achashesh, just like the bring of the Korban Pesach was when, after midday, Pesach, Cain, similarly, Asiyas Matzois, the baking of the Matzah Shal Mitzvah, Achar Shesho should be at the same time, which is on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Avol, Me'etzim Adin, Nechichu HaPoeskim De'en Lochush Zeh. But, many Poeskim have disagreed with that, and they said, from the actual context, you could see that it's not really a real Alocha. Deike Heke Shneem Alin Nachilas Matzah, Belay Lo Rishoyno. This is the main hekesh is talking about matzah b'leil rishono. She zoylech al kodim chatzos, that we learn from there primarily that you have to eat before midnight. That's the time. Midnight should be before that. Kumvura kamon b'simen tofayin zayin. Avol eli nasiyas matzah. It's not talking about the baking of the matzah. Rather, it's talking about the eating of the matzah, which has to be just like the korban pesach must be eaten before midnight. So similarly, also the matzahs must be eaten before midnight, and it's not referring to the baking of the matzahs. Well, can therefore, but yevet him offer hamatzah kodim sheish. So there, but yevet, if you therefore baked matzahs kodim sheish, have you chodesh shnei chodashim kodim pesach v'son leshem matzah kosher. Therefore, if you baked matzahs before midday on Erev Pesach, or even a month before, or two beforehand, and he baked the Shematzah kosher, it's kosher. Now, gentlemen, I remember hearing a duke from Hagon Rebbe Yisrael Meir Grünberg Shlita on this Mishneh Berurah, which is quite a significant diuk. I remember once hearing from him a diuk on this Mishneh Berurah. What do you think about the last two? How does he address matzahs which were baked before of Pesach? And what halachic category would they be? Yes, and even more than that, even less than that. How does he call it? Matzahs ideally should be baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, but says the Mishneh Berurah, bedi'eved, you can eat matzahs baked beforehand. Bedi'eved, you can eat matzahs that were baked beforehand.
Is he saying kosher with regards the actual is a chametz or kosher in terms of being being the kind of mitzvahs achilas? Because you could be with diet kosher to be either their poshut
osel achilas. No, it's not that much. Not that much. It's just in terms of this halacha that we're trying to ideally have matzahs that were baked on Erev Pesach. So, but yeah, but if you can't, if you've got other matzahs, that's fine too. Let's count the Mishnah. Has got more to say on this. We'll get to that in a minute. Matzahs mitzvah. Hainu shatzorich lalot says yidei chavosu b'shnei lelis rishonim. We are obviously only talking about the shmura matzah, what we call the shmura matzah on the first night. It is not, there's no hiddur whatsoever to eat Erev Pesach matzahs throughout the rest of Yom Tov. That's not the point. We're specifically referring to the matzah shel mitzvah. There's no akpoda. Only the matzah shel mitzvah. Siv kotten gimel ad achvayne lekaman simen tov samach siv gimel ashtoich lezor halosh bizman isa chomet. Vehinei, and behold, top line of page 110 in Mishneh Berurah. Roiv Yisrael, the majority of the Yidden, ein noyagin lezor. Most Yidden are not careful about this. Afilu b'matzahs mitzvah, even when it comes to matzahs mitzvah. Lolo shel Pesach, kim ezim ohem. How many people do you know eat matzahs that were baked on Erev Pesach? It's very young. They did. They stopped it. I don't know. So he says it's very uncommon. It's an uncommon chumrah. Ve'chipasti be'achroinim, and I searched and I researched in the later poskim, umotzosi, and I found bevigdeyesha in the sefer bevigdeyesha tam leholitz pe'adaminik, and I found a justification for this minik that we are more lenient on this. Now look at the words of the Mishneh Berurah. How is that trying to justify something which is wrong? Mipnei sheish kama deris, because there's various opinions. Shafilu be'erev Pesach b'mashu, there are opinions that hold on Erev Pesach. Chometz is b'mashu, even a tiny amount. Kashemavu aleel, v'zeh koshel izoyer, and then it's very, very hard to bake matzahs in such hermetic kind of situation. There's gonna be bits and pieces flying around inevitably. You've got chometz b'mashu on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's a touchy time. You don't want to play around with chometz when it's a chometz ready. It's too dangerous. It's not comfortable. Therefore, he says, you know what? That's why people don't do that. And therefore, the meaning is that we specifically bake before Chatzos so that the chometz will become bottle. Remember, chometz before Pesach, before Chatzos, becomes bottle, nullified. That won't be true after Chatzos. So therefore, it gets into a situation that we can't be careful with it. It's a chumrah. Perhaps that's what they hold. It's a chumrah that leads to a kula. It's inevitably you're going to have, you don't call it crumbs. What do you call like little bits of dough? It's not really crumbs. You're going to have bits of dough that are going to become chumrahs. If you bake on Erev Pesach, you're going to run into trouble. So therefore, the minig is to bake earlier than that. It's got a slightly different approach. Nowadays we are very lenient with this because of the pressures. Besides some of people, there's so many people, it's too pressurizing, it's not good, the blood pressure goes up, it gets too tense. It's not the way to go into Yom Tov. Look at the words. It gets. I don't know if it means the physical doichak, There's no space in the matzah bakery. Perhaps it means that. Perhaps it means more than the emotional element. It gets too pressurizing. People get too worked up about it. So forget it. That's not the way we go to Yom Tov. So we leave it. We leave it. And therefore, but it does say, the Ma'amotcha finishes off saying that it is, if you can be machmir, you should. Yeah, so that's what the Mishnah says. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Now, the final point that the Mishnah says over here in Sifkot and Dalet, I'm skipping. I'm going to three, four lines before the end, before Sifkot and Hay. He says, "Kosu apoyskim." The poyskim say, "Oy fubelel yom tov matzahs mitzvah." If somebody does bake matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, lo yefe elo mashetzorich lo yisa lailo. Only bake what really needed. Veloy ad leil sheni. Only the minimum. She don't do more than that. Miuim offer mi bojoy ben erishin yochloi ma oichloim paschamo viyochloi v'zachem ben erishin. Yeah. Now I also want to just point out that the Mishnah Berurah addresses over here the idea of baking on Pesach. Can you bake matzah on Pesach? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so he's talking about late Pesach. Yeah, it's same. Yeah, what about baking? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what about baking on Pesach? Baking matzah on Pesach. You didn't have time before Pesach. You were busy cleaning, busy shopping. You just didn't have time to make matzahs. Fine, okay, not the end of the world. Before Seder, you say, okay, let's just bake matzahs. Can you do that? Sounds like a great idea. Fine, let's get on with it. Let's make this a fire next door. Let's make let's bake matzahs on. Would you like the idea? Could you do it in theory? So in theory, you can. Yeah, in theory you can. If you're actually going to eat them, you could. It's not a good idea though. It's not good. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's primarily the issue is going to be with regards to Afroshes Challah. As we discussed yesterday, it's very hard to take Challah on Yom Tov. How are you going to deal with this? And as also, how are you going to measure? Look at Mishnah Berurah adds up, adds also Medidas HaKemach, the measuring of the flour. How can you measure flour? Yeah, it's not necessarily Tzorich Mitzvah, everything, right? Not all of it is Tzorich Mitzvah. Yeah, yes, then it would probably be Midiskem. Yeah, Midiskem, yeah, perhaps. Yeah, it probably, yeah. Also, Richitzas Kelim, are you going to wash up all the equipment? So the babies are going to fall asleep by the time you come home with your freshly baked matzahs. But then they're all going to be sloughing away already. And you also find that you certainly won't be able to eat the afikomen before chatzos. You're still going to be busy in the bakery. So you're going to delay everything very much. So it's not a great idea. Yeah, in theory.
You just not
slough
out the
muffin. Yeah, okay. So Rabbi Yossi wants to reintroduce the baking of matzah. Okay. Yeah, in theory, it takes 18 minutes. So.
You could.
In it. So that's what the mission was. Yeah. It must be stressed that in terms of the minhag, what the Shulchan Aruch addresses. So again, we said that there is a strong minhag, just to summarize, there is a strong reason, an akpada echumra, to bake matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, just like, and it's learned from the Korban Pesach, just like Korban Pesach, the Zman HaKov was Erev Pesach after Chatzos, similarly also matzahs should be baked dafka at that time. The Mishnah Berurah does like that chumra very much, in fact he calls it b'dieved, matzah were baked prior to that. The reason why we're not makpid on this chumah is either because the potential complexity of the chometz, which is not bottle of shishim at that stage anymore, or because of the practical and logistical challenges involved. So the minhag is widespread not to bake matzahs after chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah addresses the shaila as well, baking matzahs on Yom Tov. In theory, it can be done. But here again, there's various reasons why this is not a great idea. So these were the halachas with regards to baking matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos and on Yom Tov. And I wish you all a very good Shabbos.